This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump, faced with an impeachment inquiry, said Monday that written answers are not good enough from the whistleblower whose report sparked the probe. Mr. Trump tweeted that the anonymous whistleblower must be brought forward to testify. He said the offer made by the whistleblower's lawyer, Mark Zaid, that his client would answer questions in writing, was not good enough. The top Republican on the House Oversight Committee said written answers would not give Republicans a chance to cross-examine the whistleblower. That was Jim Jordan. Zaid responded on Twitter, saying Jordan's statement showed a misunderstanding of federal whistleblower protections. Whistleblower laws are meant to protect people who report issues such as misconduct and abuse of authority from retaliation. The World Series champions have taken their celebration to the White House. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
After parading down Constitution Avenue Saturday, this time the Washington Nationals celebrated on Pennsylvania Avenue. At the White House, a military band played the team's unofficial anthem. Overlooking the South Lawn, President Trump said Americans fell in love with the Nats' season of comebacks.
That's all they wanted to talk about. That and impeachment.
Injecting some politics into the party. Nats reliever Sean Doolittle skipped the visit, citing differences with the president. Anthony Rendon and several others were not listed as guests either. GM Mike Rizzo praised his whole team.
In a season that unified a region when the region needed unifying the most.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran on Monday marked the 40th anniversary of the 1979 student takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and the 444-day hostage crisis that followed. Demonstrators gathered in front of a former U.S. embassy in downtown Tehran, chanting "Death to America." From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Protesters blocked roads in Beirut and other parts of Lebanon on Monday, Reuters' Francesca Linault reports.
New roadblocks set up by protesters caused traffic chaos in Lebanon on Monday as the country entered its third week of protests against the political elite, sparked by a government proposal to tax WhatsApp calls. Demonstrations had quietened down and banks were reopened last week following the resignation of Saad al-Hariri as prime minister. But plans to reopen schools were called off as protests kicked off again over the weekend. People flooded the streets from Beirut to Tripoli on Sunday, calling for a new cabinet independent of the political elite, which protesters accuse of corruption and steering Lebanon into economic crisis.
That's Reuters' Francesca Linault reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien denounced China's ongoing military buildup in the South China Sea at a meeting of Southeast Asian leaders in Thailand on Monday.
It's an important issue. It's important to America. It's important to the world that we have freedom of navigation across the world's oceans. And no one country should be able to take a big chunk of the ocean, especially the Pacific Ocean, and declare it off limits.
Meanwhile, 15 Asian countries agreed on terms for what could be the world's biggest trade pact. The trade deal is backed by China and also brings in the 10 members of ASEAN, as well as Japan, South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand. New Delhi has banned half the driving population from the roads Monday as the Indian capital continues to battle dense, noxious smog. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Shubham, a commuter in New Delhi, has just been given a fine for an odd reason. The number plate on his car does not end in an even number. Authorities in the Indian capital have banned cars with number plates ending in an odd number from the roads in a bid to tackle the hazardous air pollution shrouding the city. A public health emergency has been declared and the city's government has imposed the odd-even system until November the 15th. The U.S. Embassy Air Quality Index, which measures the concentration of tiny particles in the air, has exceeded 500. That indicates serious aggravation of heart and lung disease and premature mortality in people with existing diseases and the elderly.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Winds that have fanned California's wildfires have calmed, helping firefighters contain blazes that have destroyed homes and forced mass power outages since late last month. The state's largest fire, dubbed the Kincade Fire in the popular Sonoma County wine country, is 78% contained as of the fire department's last update. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.